It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for June 7th of 2024. There was a fascinating article by John Henley in The Guardian this week, and it confirms my beliefs that when Democrats run Republican light campaigns or vote for Republican light policies, they still end up getting destroyed at the polls. In an article titled "Adopting Right-Wing Policies Does Not Help Center-Left Win Back Votes," Henley focuses on a recent study of European electoral data that shows whenever center-left parties in Europe adopt right-wing talking points, the parties end up alienating their own voters. According to a team of political scientists from a number of European universities, many voters that center-left parties used to court have become more socially and economically progressive over the last 20 to 50 years. One researcher told The Guardian that one of the key lessons from the study is that trying to imitate right-wing positions is just not a successful strategy for the left. You don't say. So, it's been an electoral loser for Europe's center-left parties when they suddenly adopt right-wing talking points on immigration or promising to slash the economic safety net. And that's because far right-wing parties are already doing such things, and voters who are big believers in such policies aren't going to switch parties. They'll stick with far right-wing parties while progressive voters feel alienated and either cast their votes for center-left parties unenthusiastically, or they'll just refuse to vote at all. Because for them, they don't see much of a difference then between the parties. So what's the point? Which is why fiscal austerity has always been a losing strategy for the center-left in Europe, just as it has been a loser mentality with some inside the Democratic Party here in the United States. When West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin voted against extending the expanded child tax credit, which helped cut child poverty in half in 2021, voters, many of them who backed Democrats, wondered, well, what the hell's the difference between the parties? Manchin spewed some right-wing talking points when pressed if he had any regrets on his vote, saying, "The federal government can't run everything." I mean, this is from the same guy who made a living and got rich by working for said government. Manchin recently said he's now an independent voter as his term is up after this election, and I'm just asking, an independent of what? To ensure that the rich and connected continue to benefit at the cost of the rest of us? That's why I recently said that Democrats can't run Republican light in the U.S. and in Michigan this year. Look, I get, in Michigan, maybe a progressive voter in Ann Arbor is a little different than some Democratic voters in rural areas across the state, let's say. But if you stick to your principles and show and explain how government is helping people, progressives and progressive ideals can win. I mean, just look at the abortion issue, for instance. Democrats have enjoyed huge victories electorally because they refuse to give an inch on abortion rights, which are economic rights for women and for families. You don't hear many Democrats, especially here in Michigan, taking a Republican-like stance on abortion rights because a large majority of voters believe in abortion and contraception rights, and Democrats are rewarded for their strong stance on that issue. You see, when Michigan Democrats stand up for the people, they win because progressive policies are winners. That's why Michigan Democrats must fight for principles such as driver's licenses for immigrants, 15 weeks of paid family leave, extending free lunches at public schools, making polluters pay for their messes rather than the taxpayers, making charter schools more transparent, voting rights, union rights, environmental justice, and passing more gun safety regulations. You see, by contrasting their record against the extreme Republican Party, Michigan Democrats have a far better chance at winning by sticking to their progressive ideals than being Republican light, or worse, being like Joe Manchin. Let me know what you think. leftoflansing@gmail.com. Visit leftoflansing.com. Subscribe to Left of Lansing where you listen to your podcasts, and subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to check out this week's episode and all episodes, and remember, take the battle to them.